Jeremiah 16. The word of Yahweh came also to me, saying, You shall not take a wife, neither shall you have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says Yahweh about the sons and daughters born here, and concerning their mothers and their fathers, they shall die grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine. So he's telling Jeremiah, believe what I'm saying and act according to it. If we really believe the things that we know in God's word, then we will act accordingly, even if it has absolutely radical effects, major effects, upon our daily life, our attitude to family life, relationships, etc. Don't enter into the house of mourning, neither go to lament, neither bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people. Both great and small shall die in this land, they shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them nor cut themselves. You shall not go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and to drink. For thus says Yahweh of armies, Behold, I will cause to cease out of this place, before your eyes and in your days, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. So I think he's being told, don't go to funerals, because when these people are destroyed, when the nation is destroyed, their bodies will just be left without a funeral. Don't go to wedding parties, because the voice of the bride and the bridegroom is going to be cut off. He's being asked to live, as it were, an acted parable. When he got an invite to a wedding, he was supposed to say, no, I'm not going, because very soon there won't be any more weddings in this country because of your sin and the judgment that's to come. It shall happen, when you shall show this people all these words, and they shall tell you, Why has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? What is our iniquity? What is our sin that we've committed? Then you shall tell them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and walked after other gods, and you have done evil more than your fathers. For behold, you walk each one after the stubbornness of his evil heart, so that you don't listen to me. Therefore will I cast you forth out of this land, into the land that you have not known. And there you shall serve other gods day and night. So he was living an acted parable by refusing invitations to weddings and funerals, but it was in order to make this point to them. And you know, people really don't like being criticized, and yet the thing that God hated about them even more than their sins was the way that they said, as we just read, we have not done evil. Why should we be judged? We are good people. And it's this basic narrative that people like to believe, that I am a good person. Anything that went wrong, well, that was them. That was circumstance. That was society. I am a good guy. While you've got that refusal to accept human sin, that I have actually sinned very badly against God, well, you won't get anywhere spiritually, and you won't get anywhere in any other way, because you have to live under God's judgment for your sins. And you must repent, but it requires humility, and that's in deficit. People don't want to repent. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, as Yahweh lives, who brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as Yahweh lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, from Babylon. I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. So even when he's pronouncing judgment upon them, God is always bearing in mind their restoration. He goes straight ahead in his word to talk about the day of restoration. So with all punishment, it should not be from the basis of anger, but in order to reform. And the hope should always be reformation, change, repentance. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, and they shall fish them up. Afterwards I will send many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and hill. For my eyes are on all their ways, they are not hidden from my face, neither is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. So this is the basic truth, that God sees and knows all things. And they were foolishly thinking that God kind of didn't notice, that sin was not a big item to God, but it is. And it's only once you realize that, that you will feel the need to repent. And yet there is a hole in the human heart that only God and Jesus can fill. Deep down within us all, there is this knowledge that God is, that he is seeing me, and that I have sinned. It's just that people like to deny that. When you get real with yourself and you accept that and you repent, you are then the happiest person because you are living in good conscience before God. First, I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they polluted my land with the carcasses of their detestable things. Yahweh, my strength, my stronghold, my refuge in the day of affliction, to you shall the nations come from the ends of the land, and shall say, our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, vanity, and things in which there is no profit. Shall a man make to himself gods which are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will cause them to know, this once will I cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh, he who is, he who will be. So this was the hope that both Judah in exile and the nations amongst whom they were in exile would repent and would come to God and say, our fathers inherited nothing but lies, vanity, and things in which there is no profit. But everyone likes to think, oh no, my family, my parents, my tradition, my culture, no, it was all good stuff. And yet really anything apart from God is lies, vanity, and things in which there is no profit. But again, human pride comes in, pride in your nation, pride in your family, in your heritage, and you don't like to say that. That the only thing of any ultimate value is the knowledge of the one true God.